Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
True or false? A candidate who raises more money is more likely to win. You might assume that's true, but a new analysis from the Virginia Public Access Project challenges that assumption. It looks at candidates who spent the most amount of money in 20 open seat primaries and found that they were more likely to lose. Jeff Skelly, the University of Virginia Center for Politics, says that's true, but it's a phenomenon that's limited to open seat primaries.
This isn't including any incumbents who won renomination in a primary. And in a lot of these cases, there wasn't much of a difference between how much the person who raised the most and the person who actually beat them.
Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says many candidates who spend large amounts of money and end up losing are trying to overcome some kind of liability.
Not being very well known, not having a long track record of politics in an area where they're running, being in an area where they're severely in the minority in terms of their party identification, all kinds of reasons like that.
Candidates are not throwing in the towel on fundraising. In fact, the most recent round of campaign finance documents unleashed a torrent of press releases from candidates bragging that they've raised more money than their opponents. I'm Michael Pope.